Well, today I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk to you about communication, simple and pure communication. Has anybody ever prayed the perfect prayer? Would you even know what it sounded like, the perfect prayer? That's a good question. I'm going to get to that later. But let's start with, does anybody know who Samuel Morse is? Samuel Morse. He invented the Morse code. Samuel Morse. And what prompted that was the death of his first wife. While Samuel was away, his wife passed away, and he didn't find out until later. And this bothered him. So this he wanted to create some sort of communication system where people can communicate on a faster level. So he invented the Morse code, which sounds a little bit like doot, 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 doot. Follow me? Y'all awake? Okay. So, sounds, right? That's what that was. The definition of communication is the exchanging of news, the act or process of using words, sounds, signs, or behaviors to express your ideas, thoughts, feelings, etc., etc., etc. So, that's communication. Now, since I've come into being saved, I've taken communication very seriously. I speak on a heavenly mind kingdom mindset level. That's why I don't just talk like, hey, how y'all doing today? I used to when I didn't know any better, but now the Lord guides my tongue. So when I speak, I don't just speak nonsense. I mean, I can if you give me a minute, I will. But I refrain from doing so because I want my words to mean something. And I feel you should mean what you say and say what you mean. Amen? I'd rather know if you don't like me. If you don't like me, that's going to happen. You know what I mean? Out of all these people that are here, probably somebody don't really care for me too much. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. Okay? I'd rather know that, though. And this way I can keep you at arm's length. There you go. Keep right over there. With all the people who don't like me, you just go sit over there with everybody else. So, because I don't want to be letting somebody next to me that doesn't really care for me or whatever, and that's fake. Because I can't stand anybody talking about me, you know, like saying one thing in front of my face and then, okay, so we get that. Amen? Amen? Mean what you say. Say what you mean. Communication is a very funny thing, and I take it seriously. And if you're not going to take it seriously, well, then I don't feel I should either. For those of you who don't know, I work in a bar, and I get a lot of people who'll be like, Lionel. I'm like, yeah? Beer. I'm like, very good. That is a beer. And tomorrow we're going to work on colors and sounds. And the number 12, how about that? And no, I want to. Oh, you wanted a beer. You didn't say that. You just kind of was like, beer. I'm like, oh. And I'll play with them because if you're not going to take it seriously, why should I? And I will train people to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, because yeah. If they're going to talk to me, they're going to talk to me right. Lionel, may I please get a beer? Oh, my God. And if they ask for change, how can I get change? I'm like, well, first change starts in the mind. And then after that, you change your life. No, I just needed a 10 and 5 and 5 ones. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't say that. You just said change. Because if you leave that window of opportunity, I'm going to sneak in that little window and I'm going to make some jokes and until you clean up your act and then I'll clean up my act. How about that, okay? That's communication. That's the way I play with it, you know. When I was in football in middle school, one of our coaches had this wonderful idea to have barbecue for all the football players. God bless them. And we all came over and we were eating, but it was just a ploy because then he whipped the Bible out on us. And a lot of us were freaking out. They're like, oh, here we go. Well, we're going to pay for that burger now for some Bibleness. And what he did was, he was trying to demonstrate with a demonstration of, have y'all ever done that thing where you get like all these people together and you tell this one person on one end something and they're supposed to like, right? And then you're like, what? And then you carry the message over here And before you know it, it's obscured. You may start with something like, love is kind, love is patient, right? And you start off with something, and at the end of it, it's like, doctors love patients who pay on time or something like that. It's just something totally off. That's not what we said. We started off saying something else. But that taught me something, that in communication, something can get lost. You can tell something to somebody, and the way they tell it is not the way it was heard or the way it was told to them. It could have been told to them correctly, but they might turn around and mess it up. Amen? And he was trying to illustrate that to the Bible, that maybe these guys had wrote these things and yada, yada, yada. And I don't know if I grasped all of what he was saying, but what I did grasp was that communication is very delicate. You know, you got to watch what you're being told and who's telling it to you. Amen? Because that's where gossip comes from. You know what I mean? I was at work the other day, and one of the other bartenders was like, oh, I thought Victoria got fired. Everyone was saying that. And then she posted on Facebook. She was at work. I'm like, well, I don't believe everything I hear. Wait to talk to Victoria. Amen? That's the source. She would know if she's fired. Ask her. Why are you listening to, you know, Tom, Dink, and Hank over here? You know what I mean? Don't listen to those guys. They don't know. You know what I mean? And again, communication is very delicate. And a lot of us don't take it seriously. We just take it for granted. It's just something we do. And if you get it, you don't, or whatever, right? The exchanging of information using sounds. The Morse code made sounds. Toot, 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 toot. It represented letters. Those letters you would put in sequence. SOS, send for help, right? And a lot of times when we pray in that SOS. Amen? I'm going to breach a subject that doesn't really get talked a lot about. And, I listen to a lot of preachers. You know, I love Bishop T.G. Jakes and, Joyce Myers and all those. And through all my learning, not a lot of them will speak about speaking in tongues or the heavenly language, rather. Does anybody know? Has anybody ever heard, seen a crazy Christian in church? Amen? No? I'm the only one? I always thought it was funny, and I always thought, well, maybe that's just for, pastors only do that, or there are people, associated with the church, they're the only ones who talk in tongues, or just you're slain in the spirit, then you talk in tongues then, But the fact of the matter is, you can talk in tongues anytime. Amen? And it's important because, see, it's communication, but it's a heavenly communication. Amen. And your spirit represents you when you do that. You're kind of taken out of the equation, and the Holy Spirit takes over. I had brought, if you look up there, I brought a balloon that I was going to use for a demonstration. And the Lord thought it would be better up there. It flew away, and I was like, okay, well, I guess look to the hills from which your blessings will come from. I don't know what you want me to say. But what I wanted to demonstrate was that the balloon represents the Holy Spirit. We all have a Holy Spirit. And just imagine a balloon that's tied to you. And everywhere you go, that balloon goes. And everywhere you go, the Holy Spirit, right, goes. Have you ever heard of the gut feeling? Usually men get the gut feeling and women have women's intuition, right? Those are the two, right, two things. But really, it's just your Holy Spirit. But people don't know how to describe it as the Holy Spirit, And so they'll call it, something said. Whenever you have that, something just told me not to go down that road. That's the Holy Spirit trying to communicate to you. Yelling at you. It's kind of like a weird yelling because it's like a real silent yelling. It's like, no, don't go. right? It's not really loud, but you can kind of hear it, and you kind of have to, like, look around. That's the Holy Spirit. I feel it's important to speak in tongues because a lot of times, if you pray regularly, you just tell the enemy all your problems, and you let him know exactly what it is to come after. Let me see if I can illustrate. I love when I like putting my finger into people's armpits, tickle them. You know what I'm saying? Just if your arm is up, like around at work, all the people know me. If you're like, you know, trying to reach for something, I'll come across with, like, "Hey, stop it!" Because it's just funny to me. Now I don't do it all the time, but when I do, I find that some people really, really don't like it. And then they'll say stuff like, "Oh, that's my pet peeve. I just hate when you do that." And, "Oh, I shouldn't even have told you that. Oh, now you're going to do it all the time." And the thing is that I probably would, but I'm not. I just, that was that one time for fun. It was fun, but I'm not going to do it all the time. I'm not here to torment you. Amen. So, but the thing is you just told me everything. You just told me that was your pet peeve. And if, you know, if I wasn't saved, well, then every day when I came in, it'd be like, "Get in there. Yeah, yeah." And so the same thing happens when you pray regularly. Like, you know, if I were to say something like, "Oh, Lord, please don't let anybody make fun of my hair because I'm just so self-conscious about it. And it's just, I just don't know." And then what's the enemy going to do? The enemy's going to go to all his little devil friends and say, "I want you to go to Lionel and tell him, hey, what happened to your hair? Say it in an annoying voice like that, okay? And you go over there and say, hey, Lionel, it looks like your hair got caught in a hair dryer or something." And then you go over there and you get attacked. You get attacked in that very vulnerable area that you pray for because the enemy's right there. But when you pray in tongues, he's not allowed. See, that's part of a heavenly language. Amen? That's right. A heavenly language that he's no longer a part of. He used to be there, but no longer, he doesn't have that, he's not able to. That privilege. He doesn't have that privilege. We do. But we rarely engage in it because we don't know how to do it, what to do, where to start a lot of times. No one ever told me, you know, like, how to pray in tongues. It was just kind of like, it's good to pray in tongues. But they don't really have a tongue training class, do they? I mean, it's just kind of a thing that you either follow with the rest of the crowd, you know what I'm saying, or you either pick up on it or you don't. And I feel as more people should do it, especially if you're saved, especially if you're serious about prayer, if you're serious about communication. Amen? Because when you pray, a lot of times in when we watch basketball highlights, when they show like a good player, they'll have like that thing that kind of beams down on that player and it highlights that player. So when he's walking around and doing stuff and they show him going to the basket and you focus on that player because he hasn't got the ball yet. But as soon as he gets the ball, like because he's in the right position and then he's highlighted. And I feel that when you pray in tongues, you're highlighted. That the minute, wherever you're at, you're receiving insight. On site. Amen. Everything you need right then and there when you engage in that. Amen. It's a flawless communication system. And that's where the perfect prayer comes from. And that's why I have prayed the perfect prayer, but I couldn't tell you when I did it and what it really sounded like. I just know that I sent the Holy Spirit like a lawyer, like a good lawyer on your behalf. That's what they do. They go and they argue on your behalf. All the things that you want. And like the balloon, you know, your spirit is filled with things that it needs to pray for. And not just yourself. You know, when you're in communication with your friends at work and people are talking about things and they're saying stuff like, "Oh, you know, well, my grandmother's sick," and like, you know. And if you're a regular person, you'd be like, "Oh, man, bummer, you know, sorry to hear that." Or if you're a Christian... If you're a Christian, you'll be like, "Oh, well, let's pray now." But who really does that? Because a lot of times, let's pray now can be awkward, especially if you're at a bar, you know, which is where a lot of, you know what I'm saying? And you got to be careful with that because, you know, religion and the bars don't mix really. too much. So it's you're engaging in something that's perfect. And it's like that balloon, you just, you know, because when I feel like when you pray, like regularly, like lay me down, Lord, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, stuff like that. Yeah, you know, you're just kind of letting like a little bit of the, what's really inside you, like. You're just letting a little bit out. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's not everything that's inside of you. Because if it was truly, it would sound more like. Spilling out. Amen? Emptied. And isn't that the way we should pray? I mean, should we hold back something? Amen? We should let it all go. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. When I was young, we used to go to my grandmother's house. And I would just lose my mind with my cousins because it was just fun. And you just, you know what I mean? I would just lose my mind, man. It was just like, because I was cooped up. In my house, I was a single kid. Well, I mean, I had an older sister, but I mean, she was older and she was a sister. I mean, I didn't have a brother, someone I could, you know, wrestle with and stuff like that. Cool stuff, you know what I mean? And so when I would get around my cousins, man, I would just go crazy and lose my mind and I was overexert myself. And it was just so much fun. I couldn't handle it. And a lot of times I'd come in from outside and I'd, and my grandmother would grab me, and she'd be like, "Why me?" You know how Mexicans are, very, very dramatic, and it'd be like a novella. I'd be like, "Why me? Tell me what happened." My cousin, he punched me in the belly, and he called me fat boy. Why? Tell me everything. And I would just spill it. I would spill everything, and it would feel so good that I could go back outside and receive more abuse. Amen. You know? And when you pray in the Spirit like that, when you pray in the Spirit like that, you go to Jesus and you tell him, "Lord, I'm just scared that I'm just not going to make rent. Lord, I'm scared for my kids. I mean, they're growing up in this crazy world. Lord, I'm just scared. I'm just concerned. I'm frightened, Lord. I got all these things in my head." And when you let that all spill out, he just goes, "Okay. I understand that one. I got it. I got it. I'm receiving this. I'm receiving this." And he receives you in his bosom. And when you let that all spill out, you can just feel so much better that, I'm glad I have someone to talk to. I'm glad it's no longer inside of me. Because when you keep that inside of you, it just churns, you know what I mean? And it just when you're worried about your kids and like, "Oh man, I just..." But when you give it to him, he works on your behalf. Amen? He does for you what you can't. And that's the perfect prayer. And that's what I hope, that when you leave here today, that you're able to engage in something. Something that's special. Something that you're not really going to hear a lot about it in church. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we don't talk about it enough in church. And I feel because... It's such a odd thing. It is such a special thing. Amen. That a lot of people will make fun of it. I've seen it on TV where they've made fun of Christians, you know, talking like that. And I get it. You know, it sounds funny, and it looks funny. And if you're an outsider, it is funny. Amen. But we're Christians. I mean, we're here on a Sunday. I mean, we're already doing something crazy already. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And so why not just shed all of that and just go for it and begin praying in tongues? Now, you're like, "Lionel, what do you mean just start praying in tongues? Like just blah, 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 blah." No. You should practice it. It should be something that's personal. I feel that everyone here has a different prayer language. Amen? It'll all sound different. It'll be different from, you know, over here. It could be "Mama say, Mama saw la wakusa," right? Or a "eep op, orp ah on this side. You feel me? I mean, or my favorite is da ha da ha da ha 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 ha. The rapping Duke? No. That's from the '80s rap music. Anyway, I'm stretching out here. I'm being funny, but I can't be any more serious about this communication thing because it's so serious. And I feel that we should have a certain level. Now, it can be a low level. It could be a high level. You know, I feel that all our prayer lives are different, you know, and especially when you're young. When you're young, you really don't pray a lot. You know what I'm saying? And you probably don't know what to pray for. But if you begin praying in tongues, you'll see that the Holy Spirit will pray on your behalf and pray for, you know, certain girls out of your life. Amen. And boys. I'm just speaking to the young people, you know, because, you know, when you're older, you pretty much got it together, you know, and, you know, by the time you're older, you pretty much already figured out that speaking in tongues is good and it can help. But I'm trying to illustrate that it's more important than you think, and it can help you more than you know. Amen. Mama say, Mama Sala Wakusa. It's going to be different for everybody. You know, and just start slow. I know when I engage in it, you know, it goes from funny to sad to, I mean, I go through all these emotions, and it's because I'm emptying myself. I'm emptying myself into His bosom. Amen. Mama say, Mama Sala Wakusa. It's going to be different for everybody. I pray you engage because you should have a spiritual poker face. I think I've said this before, but like I said, when you pray a certain way, the enemy's always listening. But when you pray in the spirit, he's confused as to what you're doing. He's confused as to what you're asking for. So that when things come, he'll be like, he don't know whether you prayed for it, whether you just stumbled upon it. And the more you keep him confused, the more you keep him off your back. Amen? Does anybody believe and receive that? Amen. Speaking in tongues. The first time I heard it was Pastor Prince. And he had said, and he called it your heavenly language. Some people will call it speaking in the spirit. You know what I mean? I just call it what it is, talking in tongues. And call it what you want, but it is the perfect prayer. And you want to end your day with a perfect prayer. Amen? Where you've covered everything. I mean, because some days, you know, I'm selfish. I just might pray for myself. Lord, I hope I make this movie. You know what I mean? Lord, I hope I make this light. You know, stuff that really don't matter, but affects my life. Amen. But I'm not here just to do that. Like, I would like to also pray for those who are in need, those who need prayer. And sometimes I don't forget, but the Spirit doesn't forget. And see, the Spirit communicates with other people's spirits. You ever seen, like, you ever have a dog, and then you meet somebody else with another dog, and then the two dogs meet? Right? And then they're just like swirling around in a circle and stuff, and they're communicating, sniffing each other and stuff. Where you been? Oh, I've been there. What'd you eat today? This, that, and the other. You live in a house. I live in an apartment. And all this is communicated in like 5 seconds. And then, oh, time to go. And then they pull you away. Well, that happens with your spirit whenever you engage with somebody in trouble. Your spirit will begin to communicate with their spirit. And before you know it, like you'll be like, that person's hurting. You won't know why. You really won't know what's going on, but you'll know something. You'll be like, something's off with that person. But your spirit knows everything. It's just you got to become now sensitive to reading it. Amen? And I believe that's where speaking in tongues is important. And it can help to position yourself where you want to be. Because that's where it's all about, position, right? Communication. Hey, it was a couple of weeks ago, and Daniel was here talking about, you know, me preaching and stuff. And And that's some communication from God right there. I can't really, you know what I mean? There's no way around that one. You know what I'm saying? I tried, trust me. I was like, oh, no, I can't get away. You know, this is it, communicating. This is God wanting me to preach. And as much as I try to be like Jonah and run away, I don't run too fast like Jonah. Jonah really went, he took it too far. I don't really want to end up in the belly of anything. So, you know, I'm reluctant, but, you know, I do it, you know, slowly. And, you know, it takes time, but I do it because I want to be obedient. Amen. Speaking in tongues. I pray that you can take this today and add it to your repertoire of things that you do, you know, the oil that you carry around and throw on people. Huh? No, you don't do that. You know, the Bible that you thump. Bible thumpers. All the things that Christians do, have their cross, you know what I mean? Speaking in tongues is part of that weaponry. It's part of it makes you kind of like the James Bond, if you will. You know, and it keeps you special. Amen. Because I tell you, communication is just so important, and I want God to know all that I'm asking for. That, you know, if I ask for a yacht and my helicopter to land on the yacht, amen, that be communicated properly, because I don't want just a regular boat. I want a yacht where all my family can be on it, amen, and a helicopter so I can take off and look cool and be like, bye. Now, these are the things I pray for. I don't know what you would like to pray for. Maybe you want something a little more serious, huh? Something that's a little more unselfish, if you will. Huh? You want to pray for your mom, your dad, you know. I pray for my dad that he eats better. Amen. I've actually been praying for this situation right here, for my Aunt Belia to come in to church. Amen. And this is an answer to my prayer. Every time I'm sitting there and I'm seeing these seats and I see one empty, I'm like, oh, man, that's... And, you know, my Aunt Bella could be there, or my Aunt Fina could be there, or somebody. And I feel like this is an answer to my prayer. Amen? So, in closing, Mama say, Mama sa, Lawakusa. Amen? Amen, yeah. Say it to the world! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen. Lionel always goes back to some old school. Old school. He goes to the 80s and he brings it up. Jeremiah, I put a song on the playlist on service. Go ahead and play that and play it on low. This particular message, I believe, really about the communication, your heavenly language, and speaking in tongues. There is a baptism of fire where it comes with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then there is an internal prayer that you begin to pray with you not even understanding what it is. There is a speaking in tongues that will bring a clarification to a language that you don't know about, but the other person receiving it will understand. So you understand that there's different forms of communication that comes with the Holy Spirit. But ultimately, the reason for the communication is so that we can receive the information that is being spoken to. Amen? When we try to hear it with our audible ears, it makes no sense whatsoever. You're repeating the same thing over and over. That's not speaking in tongues. My spirit knows exactly what is being said. I had someone tell me, you always say the same thing. I don't say nothing. Because if I said something, that means I had to articulate. But if the Holy Spirit begins to move within you and begins to bring out utterances that you know not of, neither does the enemy. So what I want for you to do is to stand with me and stand today as we close the service out. whether you have your heavenly language or you just kind of left it dormant or you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. It is a gift from God. But just like with any gift, it's your choice to receive. That's it. Now, we went through an evening one time when we first got saved, sitting at our kitchen table, had some people praying over us to get us baptized in the Holy Ghost. And they were pushing on our stomach so hard, and we had just finished eating one of those big old Danish rolls, coffee. I was all coffeed out, and I had so much Danish rolls. Remember this one, Popo, those round coffee rings we used to have? And we ate so much of that, they were pushing on my stomach. And it's coming, you gotta just press. And I just wanted to slap them. You're going to hear a noise, but it's not coming from my mouth. But you got to understand, it's nothing for it. It's a gift. It's freely given, freely received. That's what it is. God is such a gentle and loving Father that he's not going to force himself on you, but he will allow you to experience more of him. It's your choice to receive it. Amen. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray that if you've never had the opportunity to speak in tongues, it's your opportunity to receive. Lord, I receive. Every gift that you've given unto me, I receive it. I pray that you will have a baptism of fire. What does that mean? That means the Holy Spirit is going to come and overtake you. You will feel a different type of Holy Spirit then. Okay? There are different stages of it. We have to understand that. And we can't force it on anybody. You've got to do this. It's by choice. Amen? So with every eye closed, bow your heads. Put it on low. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every individual. I thank you for keeping them and blessing them. Thank you that you continue to show who you really are in their life. Holy Spirit, have your way in their life. As a gift that was given unto us, we received willingly to receive the gift. And Father, I thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit on those that desire to get closer to you. Those that have the gift of speaking in tongues, but maybe have left the communication, Lord, bring them back to communing with you. Father, I thank you for each and every individual right now. That you bless them and keep them, and let the Holy Spirit stir within them. Stir the spirit, man, now. Stir their spirit, man. Let it be quickened and awakened to receive what you have for them. In the precious name of our Lord, Jesus, we thank you. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer and you're believing for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what will happen sometimes is you may just be walking home, into your home. You may go into your kitchen. You may be going in to read something. And next thing you know, it comes. It can happen right now if you allow it. I remember when it first happened to me. It was like a brand new toy. I looked over at my wife, and she looked at me, and I looked back, and she was, and we had a conversation that was so good in the Holy Ghost. Woo. We couldn't tell you what we said, but we know the atmosphere changed. Amen. So I pray you are blessed today. Pray that you have an understanding. Two individuals in here right now. Back of your neck, at the base of your head. Who are you? You got some pain. It's some uncomfortable pain. You're in here. Who is it? Base of your neck. There's some pain right there. It's been tight. Who is it? In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the healing now. Thank you for healing now in Jesus' mighty name. There's another one. There's another one. You. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word of knowledge right now. We release healing right now. We release the kingdom of God right now in this atmosphere in Jesus' mighty name. thank you for it now. Hallelujah. Liz, your training's not in vain. What you feel like you have been jostled back and forth, moved here, moved there, done this, done that. Sometimes you feel like if they're out to get you, like you're marked. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, I have positioned you. In this season, you will see that your words that proceed out of your mouth shall be very effective. Very effective. You are on assignment to release my glory. You are on assignment to release my mercy and my grace. I'm going to bring to you the one that caused you the most trouble. And you will pray. Prepare your heart. Because you're going to feel like this is not what I want to do. But promotion is coming to you. Because you are on assignment. Blessings to you. Man of God, Pastor Benny, when I laid hands on you back there, the key was given to you. Open the door and walk in. Open the door and walk in. You're the one that's holding the key. You can keep it locked or you can unlock it. Your choice. He's been loving on you. He's been speaking to you in dreams. And just his presence has been even stronger around you. He's preparing you. Because he's waiting for you to say yes. To unlock that door. Walk through that door. Because you hold the key. You hold the key. You have passed the test. You have passed the test. Mama, thank you for your prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. Because not only have you prayed for your husband, you stayed in the gap for him. You have felt like daggers that have come your way. Sometimes the weariness has caused you to be silent. But I hear the Spirit of God say, fear not, beloved. It is in this form that I've created your platform. As an intercessor that you are, you will bring people through their deliverance and walk them through their valleys. You will stand with and for them, as you did for your husband. I'm about to do for you and your children. Think it not strange that in the next 24 months, you're going to be planning for a wedding. Because you asked, can this season be turned around on her behalf? Swept off her feet, not knowing. Daddy, you passed the test. You passed the test. You will walk her down the aisle. And such a close relationship with the young man of God. Take my bait. take my bait. Such a closeness. Such a closeness is going to be there. That even when vacations come, they will be planned together so that you guys could do it together. What you feared was, would your grandchild come near you, stay far away from you, or be a part of your life? And what you have feared, I hear the Spirit of God saying, that your grandchild will be near you. You will always have the opportunity to be with your grandchild. You will be a big, oh my God. A big influence. Hear this by the Spirit of God. Because you've been faithful with the little. When it went against everything that you believed, that's just because you stayed. You stayed on your face. You stayed on your face. Where you thought you were wavering, it was me calming the storm. Big teddy bear. Big teddy bear. A big teddy bear. You'll see it, man. I encourage you, Pastor. When all this begins to manifest, you're going to know the hand of God. And you will see the word of the Lord come to pass. Prepare yourself. Because things are going to be happening quickly, quickly. That when you turn back and look, this is what we've been waiting for. But this is what we were afraid of. And look how grand and how wonderful it is. Fear not, beloved. Sister Sally, your quiver is full. Your quiver is full. Not only spiritual daughters, but you will have grandbabies that will be close to you. So that they would come to grandma's house. They would look forward to going to grandma's house, to being there, to spending time there. Your house will be full. Your house will be full. I bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Keep them home. Keep them. Let there be no retaliation on this word, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, Daddy, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Yeah. Amen. Before you leave today, grab hold of your neighbor. Hug them. Continue to pray for your neighbor. And let them know how glad you are to see him in church today. Amen. We'll see you next week. We love you. If you're making it out tonight in Sutherland, we'll see you tonight at 6. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and we'll see you later. We'll see you next week. We'll see you as the Lord leads us and guides us in every step we take. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you next week.